Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand and scoop up some sand. Feel the warmth in your hand. Let your fingers open. The smooth sand flows between them. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the soft, warm sand. You take a deep dragon breath in and out. And drag your fingers through the soft sand. Loving energy flows up through your fingers, warming your hands. You smile as you see the lines and feel the spark of creativity and imagination. Your arms and legs soften, warmed by the sand. Loving energy from the earth gently flows into them. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine drawing a tiny circle and then continuing to draw circle after circle, spinning out from the first one. You have created a soothing swirl in the soft, warm sand. The earth empowers you with more loving energy. It gently flows into your back and tummy, and you relax even more. Another idea dances into your mind. Enjoy the sensation of warm, gentle energy flowing up through your neck and into your head as you admire the swirl in the sand. Loving energy flows through your body. Enjoy the sensation as your neck and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath, in and out. The sand embraces you with a loving hug. Feel the earth's loving energy flow into your heart. You place your hands on your chest. Your heart is happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. You feel safe and inspired as you trace a heart in the silky, smooth sand. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. You are full of love and draw a curve in the sand. As you finish your design, you notice that it looks like a sideways eight or an infinity sign. You continue to trace the sideways eight, infinity sign. As you take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoy feeling warmth, love, and strength as you trace the symbol. You are connecting with the universe. Let's take another three deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and creativity it provides. The universe will share your love. Your entire body is calm. Loving energy continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more, completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Wheel Fun. Brian and Winfield the wheelchair watched from the sidewalk as a group of kids gathered on the bumpy field. But this time, they were ready with a surprise for their friends. Winfield had his new all-terrain wheels and felt excited to try them out. So Brian smiled when Ian said, "Hi, Brian. Do you want to play with us? We can move over to the blacktop." "You don't have to move," Brian answered proudly. "I'll join you right where you are." The other kids stopped playing, surprised at what Brian said and curious. With everyone's attention, Winfield turned his wheels towards the field, and Brian pushed forward. They eased off of the sidewalk and onto the grass. Winfield held his breath, hoping he wouldn't sink into the soft ground like he had so many times before. The bouncy, wide wheels spread across the uneven ground. Even though the grass felt really soft, Winfield could tell rolling across it would be fine. He had to work a little more to move, and Brian had to work a little harder too, but here they were, playing with the others on the grass. The kids cheered as their friend glided towards them. "You can play on the field now. That's great," Javier said to his best friend. "You're just in time," Allie added. "We're figuring out what we should play today." Alice shouted out, "Tag!" And Owen responded, "Alice, you always want to play tag. Let's play something different for a change. In fact, since this is your first time on the field, why don't you choose, Brian?" Brian thought a minute and then suggested, "How about hide and seek? I can be it." "Great idea," Owen said. The kids scattered as Winfield angled his wheels so Brian could face away. Brian counted all the way to 100 and then shouted, "Ready or not, here I come." Winfield turned his wheels towards a large bush. Brian smiled. He heard giggles coming from that direction. The wheelchair felt a rock in front of his wheel and bounced back for a moment. But with an extra push, he and Brian were able to climb over it. Together, they made it over to the bush. Brian said, "Found you!" And Andy stood up, smiling. "I guess I shouldn't be giggling so much while I'm waiting," Andy said. shrugging his shoulders. He joined Brian as they searched for the others. Winfield spotted a tall clump of grass and angled his wheels that direction, hoping that Brian would spot it too. Brian pointed to the clump and smiled at Andy, who giggled again. Brian pushed Winfield's wheels forward, and they slowly crept up to the tall grass. "Found you, Allie," Brian said. Winfield and Brian slowly rolled across the field, finding all their hidden friends. Once everyone was found, the group realized it was time to go home. They all waved goodbye, excited for the next time. Brian shared his excitement with his family at dinner. He was bursting with pride at how he had been able to join the others in playing on the field. Through the evening, his excitement slowly drifted away until Brian felt the exhaustion that comes from a really fun day. Brian and Winfield rolled through their bedroom routine. Then, the little wheelchair yawned as he settled into his spot next to the bed. All the excitement had also worn Winfield out. The wheelchair relaxed as Brian fell asleep in his bed. Winfield thought of all he had to be grateful for. Winfield felt grateful they had been able to play with the kids in the field. He felt happy that Brian had found such a kind group of friends. Most of all, the little wheelchair felt thankful that his new wheels had worked. Winfield gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful rest. The little wheelchair took a deep dragon breath in and out. Winfield took another calming dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and the little wheelchair fell asleep, imagining more things they could do with their new wheels. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.